Blog Talk Radio.
He promised me he will.
Good evening, First Church of Praise, spiritual leaders, First Lady Smith, and Mr. Zeke Smith X. All members of the congregation, I am Sister Faye, a.k.a. Duchess C. Fine 1. I do a broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, Word of Encouragement, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Have been doing this for several years. I thank you for letting me come to your house to speak a few words of encouragement. View on Sin. Coming from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 9, verse 4, the Easy Read version or the King James version, it says, pass through the city, through Jerusalem, and put a mark on the foreheads of men who sigh and groan over all abominations that are committed in it. Ezekiel 9:4 is what I read from. Thank you. The Lord was angry over the sin in the camp in Jerusalem and decided to judge the people. He called out to a man holding a writer's inkhorn at his side and then instructed him to go to the city and put a mark on their foreheads of the man who sighed and cried for abominations being committed. Those who did not have the seal were to be put to death immediately. Sounds pretty extreme, but God was marking the faithful and separating them from the unfaithful. He was making sure his own were spared, much the same as in the Passover story. When there's sin in a nation, God is always looking for a remnant. He's watching to see who still views sin the way he does. So, where do you stand? Are you distressed over the sins of your nation? If you haven't spent time agonizing over the condition of the world around you, if sin has become so commonplace, you just shrug it off, it might be a time for an Ezekiel encounter. Allow God to open your spiritual eyes and to see those sins the way he does. Heavenly Father, I admit I often don't even notice sin anymore. Separate me, I pray. Help me come out. Care about the things that matter to you. I pray for these things and over everyone in Jesus' name. Amen. Those are my brief words of encouragement for this evening. God bless you. May God keep you. Continue to love one another. Continue to think about the views on sin. Amen. Thank you for having me for tonight. And thank you for letting me speak. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you, First Lady. Thank you, Mr. Z, and thank you, congregation. Amen. Have a wonderful, blessed evening.